USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March. But other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
A federal judge has approved a $650 million settlement by Facebook. The egregious theft of privacy by Facebook should infuriate the people of the world. Facebook's theft of facial recognition and other biometric data without permission of its users is a lifetime loss for the user affected. Normally, with a security breach, you simply change the password. Facial recognition is forever, and there is no change. The Texas Rangers Baseball Club is ready to fully open for the season. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season with fans only being allowed back during postseason games.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR's in Arizona this weekend. Phoenix Raceway president Julie Giese was asked, where's the best place to watch the race in the newly renovated racetrack?
Oh, that's really hard because there's so many great things about Phoenix Raceway. The hillside to me is just iconic, and it's old school, and that view that you can sit on the hill and watch the race. But when you think about the renovation that we completed a couple years ago, the infield experience to me is a game changer. It really, our sport is so much about the access and being able to look into the garages and things. I mean, we took it to that next level to be able to actually walk into the garages and see you guys working on the cars and then Victory Lane being so immersive with, 1,000 fans or more all around you. And we actually built Victory Lane specifically for the fans and then figured out how to bring the car in because we wanted those fans to be part of it. So that's probably my favorite part, but there's just this facility is, I mean, it's top notch and I love every single bit of it. And I like on Sunday, I'll go sit in the grandstands with the fans a little bit and watch the race.
Phoenix Raceway will host a limited number of fans for the upcoming NASCAR event. Spectators will be screened before entering and must wear a face mask. On Friday, it's the General Tire 150. Saturday, the Call 811 Before You Dig 200. The Instacart 500 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.